it's so critical that we impress upon folks the importance of knowing what their rights are and knowing how to defend them, knowing the importance of registering to vote and then following through and actually voting. And I think that in the end, if we can impress that on more members of our society as a whole, we will be a stronger society as a whole.
Many people believe, and I think it's true, that civics education has slipped in recent years. Where do you think the gaps are? It does seem like it's emphasized in grade school and high school. By the time someone gets to college, it's not a requirement to take any sort of government class. Where do you think the gaps are?
As a veteran classroom teacher, what I came to believe as far as where the gaps in civic education have come to exist, I think happened as a result perhaps of the narrowing of curriculum that happened as a result of testing that happened as a result of No Child Left Behind. And in a large part, civic education was left behind. And I think now folks across the country are trying to close those gaps. And I would point to the efforts right here in Montana between the Office of Public Instruction and now the governor's office with me there as lieutenant governor. And I would point to the efforts made by former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor to promote civic education through her program iCivics. She was on campus here last fall, and she spoke about those gaps specifically and the importance of closing those gaps and the important role that education plays in closing those gaps. And I think it's incumbent upon all of us in education and all of us who are policymakers and lawmakers to do all we can that when our students, so that when our students graduate from high school, they know about the important role they play in the decisions that will matter to them.
And how government works. That seems to be the biggest gap, isn't it?
It sure does, Sally. And I'll tell you that as a classroom teacher who for the last 13 or 14 years used the We the People curriculum, one of the most exciting opportunities I had was to work with my students to not only help them understand the basis and the framework for the United States government, but to have the opportunity on a lot of occasions to show them firsthand how each of the branches of government works. And I think one of the most exciting things we have in Montana is a Montana Supreme Court that's willing to go to college campuses so that the general citizenry and students from across the state can see what they do firsthand. And I think that that's an extraordinary, eye-opening experience and opportunity for our students. Additionally, we have lawmakers across our state, and we have a governor and now a lieutenant governor who looks so very forward to interacting with students, interacting with the general public, and making sure that they understand that we work for them. And I think in understanding that, I think then that folks will develop a comfort level and an understanding that they can reach out to us and more readily express their concerns and their wishes.
What's the role of media in civic education? And I'll give you a chance to take pot shots here, because many people think that because the media talks about the, quote, dark side of government and politics and emphasizes that, that has led to pervasive pessimism about government and that hurts people being committed to being civic minded.
I think that's a really good question, Sally. And let me tell you, I think what the media does is I think the media can readily point out the dark side of politics. And I think that we've seen that, I think, with the unlimited contributions that can now be made. And I think the media, and rightfully so, has pointed that out time and time again. And I think we as a citizenry expect the media to do that. As a classroom teacher, my students would often refer to the media as the fourth branch of government. For without the media, the general population would not know about the exercises of the executive, the legislative, or the judiciary. And so the work of the media is critical. And I would tell you that at the end of the day, citizens across the state of Montana and citizens across the country need to be informed on the issues, because then they will have the capacity to determine what is biased media and what is truly fair media. And appropriate media and appropriate coverage and balanced coverage. And I don't think that we can do that at the end of the day unless we are an educated citizenry. And I think that's what today's event is all about, is making sure that we have an educated citizenry so at the end of the day they can digest what it is the media puts out on the nightly news. And they can decide for themselves whether or not they agree or disagree. And I think those are some of the greatest skills we can give our students and our citizenry as a whole.
How to be critical.
Absolutely. We need to be critical consumers of just exactly what it is that's out there. And without a strong public education system, we cannot educate students to be critical consumers of that information and of that media. And so you know, I think as well as anybody, that the governor and I believe that education is key in so many areas. We believe it's the road to economic prosperity. We believe it is the road to protecting the American way of life. And so that is where our time, our energy, and our investments have been made, and they will continue to be made on behalf of the citizens of Montana that we serve.
You've segued into my next set of questions here, which is about education. You're a lifelong teacher, and you've served as chair of the Board of Regents. You know what it's like to beg for money from the legislature. How hard is it when you hear legislators say, public education is failing, or when you hear legislators say the universities are wasting money?
As a veteran classroom teacher and as somebody who spent almost 20 years as a classroom teacher, I saw classroom teachers and school administrators stretch a dollar as far as they could stretch it. And it is difficult, and it was difficult for me to hear that conversation. As the chairwoman of the Montana Board of Regents, there were concerns that came our way about the expenditures that would go through the Montana University system. And I can tell you that for every dollar that is invested in education, this state and our country reaps the benefits. And education in our youngest learners and in all of education, I think, is the single best investment we as a society can make, because by those investments in education, we preserve and protect this great democracy. We develop a strong workforce. We create jobs, and I think that we're seeing that right now as a result of strong efforts in the executive branch last legislative session. We saw just in this first part of the year, we've seen a growth of 5,000 jobs. I think that's extraordinary. And I think that we will continue to see economic development and economic growth in Montana. And that doesn't happen by accident. That happens when you have a leader like Governor Bullock who recognizes that for job growth and economic development to happen, you have to have a strong education. And he put the dollars where they needed to go in the Montana university system so that we could freeze tuition, so that we could make sure that more Montana students could stay here and work here. And at the end of the day, I cannot think of a better place to spend Montana's resources. And that is on our learners who will be Montana's future.
You've only been in the job a couple of months, but you get to travel around the state. You were saying earlier, a couple of days a week at least. This is a pretty good gig, isn't it? You don't really have to take the heat the governor has to take, but you get to go around and do fun things and meet a lot of Montanans.
Absolutely, Sally. It has been an extraordinary 2 months. And in fact, yesterday on the 10th does mark the official 2-month anniversary for me in this post. And it has been a very rewarding and exciting 2 months. I got to make one hire, and I had the opportunity to hire McCall Flynn, who is one of my former students in Anaconda, as my assistant. And together we build my calendar, and we get out, and we visit with Montanans, and we have visited with folks from Wolf Point to Billings and Missoula to Arlee. And we have a lot more travels pending, and we look forward to hearing from Montanans about what they expect from Governor Bullock and I. Because let me tell you, I think that we have the capacity through effective government to do more than we've ever done for Montanans and for Montana students and for all of the folks north, south, and east to west. It's pretty exciting.
Well, I have been speaking with Lieutenant Governor Angela McLean. And Lieutenant Governor McLean, it's been a pleasure to have you in our studio. We hope you come back. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much, Sally. It's been really nice being here, and I appreciate the great questions.